Hello.
Hi, this is Chris from Opinion Research. Today, we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed, and the survey is quick and confidential. Now, to begin, are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And do you think of yourself as male, female, or genderqueer, gender nonconforming, or not exclusively male nor female?
Male.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is the year of your birth?
68.
Thank you. Now, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Black.
Thank you. And the next question was, what is your race? And you answered black. Thank you. Now, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received? Is it 12th grade or below?
No. 12.
Okay, thank you. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means that's just some power, and 0 means that your vote has no power at all.
0.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please let me know. The first one on the list, we have the Republican Party.
5.
Thank you. Then we have Kamala Harris.
5.
Attorney General Josh Stein.
I don't know. I think he's just coming in. I don't really know.
Never heard of him?
Never heard of him.
Okay. Thank you. The next one is Joe Biden.
5.
Then we have Donald Trump.
5.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
5. That's the whole political. Yeah. 5.
Thank you. And lastly, we have the Democratic Party.
5.
Thank you. Now, we know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or other independent third party?
Democrat.
Thank you very much. And we know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democrat.
Thank you. And which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Statement A, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. Or statement B, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much.
B.
And is that somewhat more B or much more statement B?
All statement B.
Much more?
Much more.
Thank you. Now, which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Or, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, or our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people?
B.
The second one?
Second one.
Okay, thank you. And in general, do you feel positive or negative about the following, about each of the following? The future of the country?
Negative.
Thank you. Then we have the future of the planet?
Negative.
And your own future?
Oh, I gotta stay positive on something. I'm positive about that.
Thank you. Now, do you expect it to be harder or easier for you to vote in the upcoming 2024 November general election, or will it be about the same?
Same.
Thank you. And thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two answers. Would it be, I don't like any of the candidates, I don't know enough about the candidates, I don't have time to vote, because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter, because voting doesn't change things that matter to me, it is too difficult for me to vote, or racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote?
The last one.
The last one? Would you like to add another one, or are you comfortable with just giving one answer?
You said something about I don't think that my vote would change anything. Democrat or Republican.
We have two relating to that. We have because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter, or
that's
because
right.
Voting doesn't right. change things that matter to me.
That one. Yes.
The first one?
Yes, the first one.
Thank you. Now,
the first
who is
one
trying...
along with the last one.
Thank you. And relating to that question, who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Please select all that apply. Do you think it's all politicians, Democrats, MAGA Republicans, or racist politicians, or none of the above?
Racist politics.
Thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few
okay.
more questions to go.
How much longer is this?
We still have a few more questions to go, but we're nearing the last section of the survey. Thank you. Now, below we have a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how concerned you are about each item on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you are very concerned. Excuse me?
Yes, I understand that 1 to 10. I got that.
Mm-hmm. So 5 means that you are not concerned or unconcerned,
right.
And 0 means you are not concerned at all. Thank you.
What's the question? Thank you.
Now, the first one is sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors.
Trying to send somebody to jail.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel not concerned at all, neither concerned nor unconcerned, or very concerned on a scale
of... Yeah, very concerned.
On a scale from 0 to 10?
8.
Thank you. Then we have preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal.
10.
Thank you. The next one is creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday lives.
10.
Restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters.
10.
Then we have allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns. Then we have arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote.
One.
Thank you. The next one is, giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstrations against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech.
One.
Thank you. Second to last, we have having armed vigilantes guard polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voters get to vote.
One.
Thank you. And last, we have increasing political violence in response to American elections.
10.
Thank you very much. Now, how big of a problem is racial discrimination in your community today? Do you think it's a big problem, somewhat of a problem, small problem, or not a problem?
Somewhat of a problem.
Thank you. And have you or anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behavior within the past 2 years?
Yes.
And would that be you or someone you know?
Me.
I'm so sorry to hear about that. Thank you. Now, we have some statements that Democrats have made about Republicans. On a scale from 0 to 10, once again, please indicate how concerned are you about the statement. Where 10 means that you are extremely concerned,
okay.
5,
yeah.
Not right. Concerned okay. Or unconcerned, and 0, not concerned at all. Then we have mega Republicans are trying to create barriers to the ballot box and even overturn our elections.
10.
Thank you. Then we have, since our nation's founding, a faction has tried to suppress the power of people of color from enslavement to Jim Crow segregation.
10.
Then we have, but MAGA Republicans are attacking our freedom to vote so they can take and hold power for themselves.
10.
And instead of addressing the rising cost of living, MAGA Republicans continue to cater to the wealthy corporations that are rising our prices while not paying taxes.
10.
Thank you very much. Now, before we finish, we want to ask you that we have a list of actions that people might take to participate in civic engagement on or politics. Which of one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make change on the issues that you care about the most? You may select up to two. We have engaging in direct action like attending sittings or occupying buildings, volunteering for a local organization in my community, voting in state or local elections such as for governor or mayor, talking to friends and family about politics, engaging in civil disobedience, voting in federal elections such as for president or U.S. Congress, boycotting a company, attending city council meetings, posting on social media, donating to political campaigns or organizations, or none of the above.
None of the above.
Thank you very much. Now, no matter how frequently, this is just to wrap up the survey. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. Once again, we're going to use 10, a lot of power, 5, some power.
Zero.
And one last time, if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent or third party?
Democrat.
Thank you. And which of the following are you more concerned about? Joe Biden's age and mental and physical health, or Donald Trump's constant lying and misinterpretations?
Both.
We For that one, you will have to choose.
So
if you have to choose?
Trump.
Thank you. And if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump or Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. Now, these last two questions are just for statistical purposes only. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
About to be liberal.
And would that be somewhat liberal or very liberal?
Strong.
Very liberal?
Strong.
Well, because the options that we have is very liberal, somewhat liberal, or moderate.
Oh, moderate.
Okay, thank you. Now, are you or have you ever been a member of a union?
Yes, it's been a long time ago.
Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend, or something else?
Apartment.
And is that rent? Or?
Yes, rent.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Were you born in the United States or in another country?
United States.
And were your parents born in the United States or another country?
United States.
Both of them?
Yes.
Thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Was it Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else?
Biden.
Thank you. And which of the following best describes your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker or stay-at-home parent or student?
A full-time employee.
Thank you. And finally, last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than $24,000, $25,000 to $34,000, $35,000 to $44,000, $45,000
to $74,000?
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience and your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Thank you.